losing my mind. I believe we have emailed one another a few years back. I have a comment or question. I am writing to you as I guess from your writings that you are advanced with respect to RM's teachings and could perhaps shed light on my situation. My problem is that I have engaged in self-inquiry for a few years now and am drowning deeper in the silence day by day, slowly but surely disappearing initially. I wondered if this would affect my ability to work. Initially, this was not an issue. However, now that even producing a single thought is an unbelievable effort, and I am literally losing my mind, I am barely able to do my job effectively. I have begun training as a doctor, and considering it is effort to make just one thought, you can guess how I am feeling at the hospital. So, although Advaita says things are happening, I am now looking incompetent regardless. I used to be intelligent. So, I guess my question, if I have one, that is whether you have encountered this problem and what have you done? The way I feel now is that it does not look like I will be able to practice medicine. How can one be a doctor if you can't think? Any thoughts would be appreciated. An Indian student doctor. When Venkataraman experienced full awareness of his immortal self, completely identifying with it, he was then unable to function in the normal way that a boy of 16 does in South India. The individuality was swept away by a tidal wave of bliss awareness, and he was henceforth lost in that eternal ocean of Satchidananda. For many years, he didn't speak and barely moved about. So absorbed was he. If you honestly experience that your practice of self-inquiry has absorbed you into that bliss awareness to the extent that you feel no inclination to move your mind to obtain anything, by all means, drown yourself into that ocean of immortality and freedom. That is the purpose of life. Your prarabdha will dictate the future actions of the body. On the other hand, if your deep silence does not produce that inexplicable bliss, pure awareness and freedom, be cautious. The disinclination to think and deep quietude may be indications of progress, but only the total loss of individuality can bring about the final experience. We have found that if aspirants renounce all activity before the ground is fully prepared, the planted seeds of spirituality may sprout, grow some, but soon wither for lack of nourishment. So, in most cases, it is better to spend as much time as possible in the mornings and evenings with one-pointed spiritual practice. Perform your daily work as a service in a detached, efficient manner, and always keep before your mind's eye the goal shown to us by the sage of Arunachala, that is, total self-abidance. In this manner, your work will not be a hindrance to your spiritual practice. It will be part of it, and at some point, you will wake up and find that the pure awareness current is alive and pulsating even in the midst of complicated surgery. Editor.